Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Join us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk about some of the efforts of the council to work with the food service side of the industry.
Absolutely. The Beef Checkoff conducts outreach efforts to chefs, restaurateurs, and other culinary professionals because they have the power to develop new beef recipes, include more beef items on their menus, and deliver the high-quality beef their customers love. So to get more beef on more menus, the Beef Checkoff has invested producer dollars in virtual outreach tactics through the Checkoff-funded Culinary Center, as well as distributed new menuing ideas through an online food service newsletter. Another Beef Checkoff effort to engage chefs was a video series that brought beef producers and chefs together to learn about beef's life cycle from pasture to plate. The videos were shared with Chef's Roll culinary community through multiple social and digital channels, with their Instagram posts reaching nearly 800,000 culinary professionals.
Learn more about how the Checkoff is working for you by going to oklabeef.org. Click on Cattleman's Corner.
Well, last week certainly was a wild one with some influence stemming from movement of grain prices, but generally the volatility came from cash and demand. Cash was positive for cattle, with prices in the north about $4 higher than the week before. Cash in the south about $2 higher. This was not anticipated by most of the trade early in the week as box beef showed weakness. Box beef continued to weaken substantially throughout the week, but it had little or no influence on the cash cattle. Hogs did not fare well last week. In fact, it was downright brutal. Futures were riddled with long liquidation that just could not stop as sell stop orders were continually triggered as price plummeted lower. There was a lot of spread trading on Friday as traders sold July and August nearby and bought later months. Packers pulled away back earlier in the week due to the weakness of futures, but were able to procure the hogs they needed to keep aggressive chain speed filled. On the grains, July Kansas City wheat's down about 7.5 cents here early this morning. Showers possibly interrupting harvest activity in Kansas, but should not be for long. Most of today's rain's expected in southeastern states and more likely to interrupt soft red winter wheat in Arkansas, where conditions are already wet. Monday afternoon's crop progress report probably won't show much change in the crop condition rating for winter wheat and should show increased harvest progress getting underway in Kansas. The December corn's trading down 17 cents early today with rain falling across Kansas and after the northern Midwest received scattered to light moderate showers over the weekend, including some in Iowa. Except for light rain in central Iowa and moderate amounts in the southeastern U.S., there's not much precipitation in the forecast for the Corn Belt the next 3 days. The best rain chances arrive Thursday and Friday and are expected to include much of the central and eastern Corn Belt, but will largely miss the northwestern Corn Belt, where crops are increasingly threatened by dry weather. November soybeans are trading down 25 cents early today, with heavy rain amounts expected across much of the Midwest over the next 7 days. We're going to check futures after this.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
August live cattle of 45 cents on Friday, 121.55. October up 37, 126.95. August feeder cattle down 237, 155.02. September down 187, 157.22. And July hogs down 232 at 108.67. Kansas City wheat, July up 21.25, 606.5. September was up 21.5 at 615.75. Chicago wheat, July up 23.75, 662.75. September up 22.75 at 665.75. July corn up 22.25, 655.25. And September up 29 cents. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.